Soul winning, or otherwise known as the plan of salvation. This is about how to hand out tracts and how to win somebody to the Lord in four very simple steps that you have to run them through. And in addition to that, you want to make sure of a few things while you're talking to them, okay? First of all, the one thing you're going to try to do when you do this is to make a person realize that they cannot be saved by their good works. They can only be saved by the blood of Christ, that he died on the cross, and the blood that he shed washes away all of our sin. Without Christ, you cannot be saved from hell, and therefore you will go to hell when you die, because there's only heaven and hell. There's nothing in between, right? But the blood of Christ washes your sin away so that when you stand before God, you're actually sinless. Your soul is sinless, even though the man will continue to sin on the earth. Okay. So first of all, the best way to do this is to have tracts. If you don't have tracts, you can still go soul winning, but a tract breaks the ice, and you hand this person a tract and give them a chance to look at it and say, would you mind if I asked you a question? If they say yes, I never force this on people. I always get permission to talk to them first. That avoids any problems with making claims about you and otherwise being rude with people and forceful with the plan of salvation, because it is a free will decision they're making to get saved. It is not something that you can coax them into. Okay, you can persuade them, in other words, give them scriptures to, and that's what Jesus wants you to do, but it's still a free will decision. Okay, but you can persuade them with the Word of God and the 4 points. First of all, you want to make them understand that everyone's a sinner. So when you hand them a tract, you ask them simply, if you died today, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? When they answer you, if they say yes, well, make sure that they're saved. Because sometimes people say they're going to heaven because of their good works. And like I said, you cannot be saved that way, okay? So when you ask them that, and they say no eventually, that they're not saved, and they don't know for sure they're going to heaven, and then say, would you like to know how? And if they say yes, you can then proceed with the plan of salvation. Point number one to give them. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Everyone is a sinner, okay? From the president to the pope, everybody has done something wrong against God. There's not a person alive. No, not one, it says in Romans, okay? So once they realize that they're a sinner and you group them with the rest of the world so they don't feel isolated on that one, the second thing you got to make them understand, point number two, is that the wages of sin is death. Wages are a payment that you make for work that you do. The work for your sin is you're going to die. Adam and Eve were supposed to live forever in the Garden of Eden, but because they sinned, they eventually died. And so that death passed on to all of us. So did the sin from Adam, okay? We're all Adam's descendants. So when they realize that they're going to die one day, okay, because of their sin, you take it one step further. And the Bible says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's in Revelation. What that means is that if you've never been saved, that you'll go to hell when you die, because it's the second punishment for sin. The first one is that you die. The second one is that you have a soul that will go on forever in hell, okay? But the good news, the fourth point, is that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he paid the penalty for our sins so that we don't have to go to hell. And all you have to do is ask him to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. That is a promise from the Bible that if you simply ask the Lord to come in your heart, he will save you from hell. At that point in time, you can ask him, would you like to say a prayer to ask the Lord to save you? And if they say yes, then proceed with the sinner's prayer, which is this. You have them repeat after you. Say, could you repeat after me? And they'd say, sure. You say, okay, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. They repeat that. And the payment for my sin is that I'm going to die and go to hell. And have them repeat that. And then you say, I don't want to go. I want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Please come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sin and take me to heaven when I die. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have them repeat that one phrase at a time, then you ask them, now, if you die today, where would you go? And they will say heaven, having understood that Jesus forgave all their sin, okay? Then you ask them, if you were to have died 10 years from now, being that you have been saved today, where would you go then? See what they tell you? It should be heaven, which means once you're saved, you're always saved. Make sure they know that. But you're still a sinner, and there's always a consequence for sin, even though you're saved. And that's it. The only other thing you want to do after that is if you want to get them in church, which is a good idea, so they can grow in the Lord, but that's not what we're out here doing. We're out here winning souls, but it's a good point to make. Just ask them. Say, would you like to go to church? If your church has a van or a bus ministry or somebody can pick them up, that would be great, unless they can get there on their own. But you want to pick them up, though, because it makes it easier to get to church, all right? But some people don't want to be picked up. So you just arrange for a ride for them to get them to church, and they grow from there. And make sure you're kind to them And you always greet. You should always greet people at church, especially your new converts, so they can grow in the Lord. And the next step, of course, after you get to church, is to get baptized and tell the congregation that you've been saved. And that's it. So there you have it, the plan of salvation. God bless you.